It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde. Barack Obama is asking Congress to approve airstrikes against Syria for using chemical weapons. And earlier today, Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner says he'll back Obama on airstrikes. So how is Washington State's congressional delegation responding us? Joining us now is Adam Smith. He represents Washington's 9th Congressional District, and he's the ranking member on the House Armed Services Committee. Adam Smith, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for the chance. I appreciate it.
So how are you going to be voting on airstrikes?
I haven't decided yet. I mean, it's a difficult call because, on the one hand, I have been skeptical from the very beginning about the efficacy of U.S. military intervention in Syria for a wide variety of reasons. It's a fairly chaotic civil war. Al-Qaeda elements are involved. We certainly don't want to empower them. And there's just a limitation on what our military can do, a lesson I trust we learned after, 8 years in Iraq, where we fully committed all of our resources, and we still have a fairly chaotic situation in Iraq. So I was hoping that we would move towards a perhaps more humble, more multilateral U.S. foreign policy, and one that does not rely as much on military force, simply because military force does not accomplish as much as we'd like to imagine it does. And we've learned that lesson in a number of different places. Inserting ourselves in another country and trying to fix their problems is a very problematic step. So, I've been skeptical from the very beginning. But obviously, the use of chemical weapons is something that we would, like to not see happen. Again, the question is whether or not an airstrike is going to stop it, number one. Number two, Assad killed over 100,000 of his own citizens with artillery and conventional weapons, and that too is a horrific crime.
What's the answer to that question? Should the fact that Assad used chemical weapons be the deciding factor here in whether or not the U.S. should intervene?
That's the difficult question, and that's what the president has put forward. He believes that it is. He believes that it's the game changer, that we have to try and hold him accountable. And by and large, I agree with that. I don't think we should just shrug if he used chemical weapons, and I think international condemnation, sanctions, whatever you can do to let it be known, this is not acceptable behavior. But again, I think we have this, reliance on military action, thinking that, that shows we're doing something. Yes, but is it going to be effective? And what are the costs? I think, military action is far more problematic sometimes than people realize. So that's what I'm weighing and balancing. I've spoken to the president himself about this. The president feels very strongly that we have to respond. My own personal opinion is that I wish that it was a broader international community response. The treaties against chemical weapons do not say, and the United States shall be responsible for enforcing this. They say that the international community will be responsible for enforcing these things. And yet here we go again, us pretty much out on our own, being asked to do this. And I'm worried about that.
Democrat Adam Smith represents Washington's 9th Congressional District, is weighing whether or not to support airstrikes against Syria for using chemical weapons. You'd like to see a broader international coalition, but we're not seeing that. What are the alternatives at this point to airstrikes?
Well, the only alternative is not exciting, I'll grant you that. Look, everyone's acknowledged that basically we are choosing amongst bad options. We're trying to choose the least bad option. And the alternative to airstrike, to some degree, is accepting the limitations on our ability to force, leaders of other countries to act in the ways that we want them to. We have to continue to condemn them. I do think that there is some wisdom to giving direct support to the rebel groups in Syria who we are supportive of. Now, there's, many that we're not supportive of, but there are also some people there, and I was just in Jordan last week and went up to the Syrian border and visited the refugee camp and spoke to some of the refugees there. There's unquestionably people within Syria who would be better leaders for that country. They're in the middle of a civil war, in part with Assad, but then also with the Al-Qaeda elements that are there. So I think it makes sense to support them, arm them and train them, to at least allow them to survive and to help them. But a one-time bombing campaign, I'm, again, uncertain that that would discourage Assad at all. And if it doesn't, then what? If, as the president's rhetoric has said, this is our obligation, well, does our obligation really stop if a one-time bombing campaign doesn't work? Aren't we then obligated to do more?
Washington State's 9th Congressional District Democrat Adam Smith. How concerned are you that U.S. involvement is going to potentially lead to deeper involvement there? And then on the other hand, you know, why not? Why not go further and destroy this Syrian Air Force, for example, to help protect civilians like the folks that you talked to in the refugee camps in Jordan?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the why not is it gets us involved in another war. And I think we've learned that walking into a civil war is a very, very dicey business. I mean, way back in 1983, we sent the Marines to Beirut because we were deeply concerned about, you know, what was going on with Lebanon, and rightly so. I mean, the Lebanese civil war at that point was horrific. We thought we could help, so we sent in the Marines. Two car bombings later, we had over 300 Americans dead, and that civil war went merrily on for another 8 years. So I think the presumption that somehow if we just apply enough force, we can stop this is mistaken. And that's what concerns me. If there was a button that we could push that would stop the violence, get Assad out of power, put a reasonable government in his place, I'd be all for pushing that button. It's just not there. You know, the chaos is going to continue, and then there's the risk the war spreads more widely. Does Hezbollah respond? Does Iran respond? They're both in on Assad's side. You know, did they commit terrorist attacks against U.S. interests abroad? Does this spin out of control? I don't want to see that. And that's what I'm concerned about.
Adam Smith is a Democrat. He represents Washington State's 9th Congressional District. We're talking about whether or not he's going to support Barack Obama's plan to use airstrikes against Syria for using chemical weapons if he gets congressional support. Congressman Smith, you're not Hamlet. You're a congressman. You're going to have to make a decision here at some point. I can see that you're weighing the options, but what's it going to be? When do you have to make a decision?
Well, I don't have to make a decision until the vote comes up. And on something this important, I think it's very, very wise to consider and weigh the options, give the president the chance to make his case, listen to my constituents as well. I have to make the decision when the vote is called, and I got to go down there, put my card in, and make the vote.
But John Boehner's out there saying he's going to back Obama on airstrikes. You're not there yet?
Yeah, I'm not.
And when are you going to have to make a decision?
They have not said yet when the vote's going to be called. I suspect it's going to be next week.
All right. Democrat Adam Smith, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Appreciate the chance.
Once again, Barack Obama is asking Congress to approve airstrikes against Syria. Earlier today, Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner says he'll be backing President Obama on that. Washington State Democrat Adam Smith saying he's still undecided.